Let's turn to a somewhat more serious subject. There was, of course, that awful shooting in Connecticut last week. That was at a elementary school, a public school, but there have been those sort of incidents on university campuses. Have you done another review of campus security, and how good do you feel about preparedness and emergency response here?
Yeah, well, first of all, let's take a moment to, again, kind of reflect on these families in Newtown, Connecticut, and the tragedy there. That hit me in kind of a very personal way. I began my career at the University of Connecticut. I know a little bit about that community. It's a lovely community. And for all of us, I think, at a time like this, to be observers, people who hear and recount horrific acts like that, those are real tragedies. Now, you're right in that there is this continual responsibility we have for security, safety on campus. Now, I trust that all of our listeners know that we do have very periodic challenges where we put ourselves in simulations to see what our reaction and our response would be to certain situations. We did one of those very, very recently. Sometimes it's about is there, quote-unquote, an active shooter on campus? So what do we do? How do we handle that from the president's office and the various offices? But we also do them from the standpoint of whether it could be something like a tornado or some natural event that really creates a challenge for us and a problem for us and something that we need to respond to quickly. Or a building, a roof collapsing, that was the most recent one that we dealt with. And we simulate those, and that means we bring a group of people together into a large room as if this were real. And what do we learn from that, and then what did we get right, and what changes do we need to make? So we're constantly sort of challenging ourselves, and I think that's a healthy sign and a great sign of university. We have on this issue of security and safety on campus, I did have a meeting yesterday with Jan Vanderclay, who has in her portfolio public safety. We talked and reviewed again what is our person power. How does that integrate with the city's person power, with their police force? I am very pleased that Police Chief Hadley and our security folks work very, very closely together. And I'll just give you an example of that. There's when crime is committed wherever it is, they're in constant contact with one another, okay? Because if it's not on campus but it still impacts an area where our students live, we want to know that, and we want to be as helpful as we can to students who may have been impacted or affected by that. But I think the question for us is, do we need to enhance, increase a little bit more our security? Remember, I went to the university at a time when we didn't have any cost for public safety or security. Those people didn't exist. Well, today that's not the case. We have a pretty good sized force, and do we need to make it a little bit larger? So those are the conversations that we're involved and engaged in right now. We have blue lights out on campus. Well, today, students are all, they've got their cell phones with them, and they've got their 911. It's punched in. It's ready to go. So, there may be some things that we need to shift in thinking and direction, more foot patrols, I think greater visibility on campus. All of those things are really, really important. So, it's one of those things as a president you constantly worry about. I tell families, look, I'm not the parent of the, the 25,000 individuals on our campus, but I care deeply about them. And I want to view them as if they were my own. Because to do any less than that, I think, is just irresponsible. And so we work at it, think about it, and act. I think we've done quite well.
I'm glad you brought up the cell phone messaging system, because I know that Western does have an alert system. Recently, there was 3 armed robberies on campus, and
I think there were 2 individuals that were robbed on campus.
Oh, okay. Well.
And the same people were involved in a third one off campus, right?
And, well, I think they actually were involved in a number off campus, but anyway, thank
third,
you. Sorry.
Same night.
No, thanks for correcting me. But so basically there's an armed robbery on campus, and there was some conversation about that alert system the next day, that some students got a couple messages, some students didn't get any messages. After, you know, last Friday, did you guys revisit that system?
Yeah we did. We always meet either right after an event, or in this case, we met on Monday morning. And what we are doing is we're actually going to change out our vendor. We're not happy with that response system. We've done everything we can to try and make it work right for us. We're not happy with it. I will say this, though. I do think that there are some people who tend to be happiest when they see things not working well. You don't get many people saying, wow, wasn't that great? I got a note. Okay. So, you know, that's human nature, right? So, but I think in clarity, we've learned some things that we need to do. And the worry I have is how quick we can get to the vendor change, but we're moving at it pretty rapid. And I'm not going to give you a date on that because I don't want to do that for obvious reasons.
Did you guys make that decision after the robberies or after Sandy Hook?
No, we actually had, I think this was sort of the penultimate test of that. And, you know, we just can't. We tried to patch it, and we've tried to work with the vendor. We're just not satisfied that either they get it and they're listening. And so we're moving. We're changing.
State legislature approved a bill the governor is still considering, which would allow concealed weapons in some places where they're currently not allowed. Now, universities have an exemption here because they're autonomous under the state constitution. From where you sit right now, is there going to be any change to the current university policy, which does not allow firearms?
No, I think we have it right, and we will sustain what we believe is the right thing to do.